Welcome to Sun Life Stadium in Miami, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Florida Marlins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ricky Weeks. Batting second. The catcher, George Contreras. Batting third. The left fielder, Ryan Braun. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Prince Fielder. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Casey McGehee. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Corey Hart. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jim Edmonds. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Alcides Escobar. Batting ninth. The pitcher, David Bush. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, David Bush. For the Florida Marlins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Chris Coughlin. Batting second. The first baseman, Gabby Sanchez. Batting third. The shortstop, Hanley Ramirez. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Jorge Cantu. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Dan Ugla. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Cody Ross. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ronnie Paulino. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Cameron Maben. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ricky Nolasco. Pitching for the Florida Marlins, Ricky Nolasco. And now, play ball. Ricky Weeks is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Weeks strikes out. One out. George Contreras is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Contreras hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ugla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ryan Braun is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Braun hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Maben. Braun reaches second base with a double. Prince Fielder is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Fielder hits a fly ball into left field. Coughlin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Marlins nothing. The Marlins will come to bat. Chris Coughlin batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Coughlin hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Marlins. Gabby Sanchez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanchez hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Edmonds, who is chasing the ball. Sanchez reaches third base with a triple. Hanley Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sanchez scores. It's 2-0, Marlins. Jorge Cantu is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Cantu hits a pop-up towards short. Escobar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Ugla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ramirez. The throw from Contreras and he is safe. Ramirez steals second. Dan Ugla is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Ugla hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Braun. Ugla reaches second base with a double. Ramirez scores. It's 3-0, Marlins. Cody Ross batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Ross hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weeks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Ugla moves to third. Two outs. Ronnie Paulino is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Paulino hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Weeks reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Marlins 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Casey McGehee batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. McGehee hits a fly ball into right field. Ross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Corey Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart hits a fly ball into center field. Maben settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Edmonds is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Edmonds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alcides Escobar batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Escobar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cantu juggles the ball. That's an error on Cantu. Edmonds moves to second. David Bush is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Bush strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Marlins 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Marlins will come to bat. Cameron Maben batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Maben hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Ricky Nolasco is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. There goes Maben. The throw from Cotteras and he is safe. Maben steals second. Ricky Nolasco is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Nolasco strikes out. One out. Chris Coughlin is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Coughlin is one for one in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Coughlin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weeks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Maben moves to third. Two outs. Gabby Sanchez is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Sanchez is one for one in the game, with a triple. Sanchez takes first base on ball four. Hanley Ramirez batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Ramirez is one for one in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ramirez hits a pop-up towards first. Fielder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Marlins 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ricky Weeks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weeks is 0 for 1 in the game. Weeks hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. George Cotteras is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Cotteras is 0 for 1 in the game. Cotteras strikes out. One out. Ryan Braun is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Braun is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Braun strikes out. Two outs. Prince Fielder is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Fielder is 0 for 1 in the game. Fielder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sanchez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fielder for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Marlins 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Marlins will come to bat. Jorge Cantu is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cantu is 0 for 1 in the game. Cantu takes first base on ball 4. Dan Ugla is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ugla is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Ugla hits a fly ball into center field. Edmonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cody Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0 for 1 in the game. Ross hits a fly ball into left field. Braun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ronnie Paulino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paulino is 0 for 1 in the game. Paulino hits a line drive into center field. Edmonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Marlins 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Casey McGehee is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McGehee is 0 for 1 in the game. McGehee strikes out. One out. Corey Hart is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hart is 0 for 1 in the game. Hart hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ugla fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Edmonds is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Edmonds is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Edmonds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ugla fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Alcides Escobar batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Escobar is 0 for 1 in the game. Escobar hits a fly ball into center field. Maben settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Marlins 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Marlins will come to bat. Cameron Maben is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Maben is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Maben strikes out. One out. Ricky Nolasco is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Nolasco is 0 for 1 in the game. Nolasco strikes out. Two outs. Chris Coughlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coughlin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Coughlin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hart. Coughlin reaches second base with a double. Gabby Sanchez is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Sanchez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Sanchez hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Weeks reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Marlins 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. David Busch is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Busch is 0 for 1 in the game. Busch hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sanchez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ricky Weeks is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Weeks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Weeks strikes out. Two outs. George Contreras batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Contreras is 0 for 2 in the game. Contreras hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sanchez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Contreras for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Marlins 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Marlins will come to bat. Hanley Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ramirez hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fielder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jorge Cantu is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Cantu is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cantu hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Braun. Cantu reaches second base with a double. Dan Ugla is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Ugla is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Ugla hits a ball on the ground towards third. McGehee fields it and has Cantu trapped. There's the throw to Weeks, who tags Cantu for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Cody Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Ross is 0 for 2 in the game. Ross hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weeks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Marlins 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ryan Braun is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Braun is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Braun hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sanchez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Prince Fielder is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Fielder is 0 for 2 in the game. Fielder hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Marlins. Casey McGihee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGihee is 0-for-2 in the game. McGihee hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nolasco fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Corey Hart is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Hart is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hart hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Brewers, 3, Marlins, 3. Jim Edmonds is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Edmonds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Edmonds strikes out. Two outs. Alcides Escobar is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Escobar is 0-for-2 in the game. Escobar hits a line drive towards first. Sanchez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Marlins 3. The Marlins will come to bat. Ronnie Paulino is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Paulino is 0-for-2 in the game. Paulino hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weeks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cameron Maben is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maben is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Maben hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weeks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ricky Nolasco is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Nolasco is 0-for-2 in the game. Nolasco hits a pop-up towards short. Escobar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Marlins 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Joe Inglot pinch hits for David Bush. Joe Inglot is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Inglot hits a fly ball into center field. Maben settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ricky Weeks is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Weeks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Weeks strikes out. Two outs. George Cotteras is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cotteras is 0-for-3 in the game. Cotteras takes first base on ball 4. Ryan Braun is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Braun is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cantu fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Marlins 3. The Marlins will come to bat. Trevor Hoffman now pitching. Chris Coughlin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Coughlin is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Coughlin hits a fly ball into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Gabby Sanchez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanchez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Sanchez bunts towards the mound. Hoffman fields it and throws to first for the out. Coughlin moves to third. One out. Hanley Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ramirez takes first base on ball 4. Jorge Cantu is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Cantu is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Cantu hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Hart. Cantu reaches second base with a double. Coughlin scores. Ramirez moves to third. It's 4-3, Marlins. Dan Ugla is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ugla is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Ugla strikes out. two outs. Cody Ross batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ross is 0 for 3 in the game. Ross takes first base on ball 4. Ronnie Paulino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paulino is 0 for 3 in the game. Paulino hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ramirez scores. Cantu scores. There goes Ross trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. It's 6-3, Marlins. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Marlins 6, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Clay Hensley now pitching. Jorge Cantu now playing first base. Wes Helms now playing third base. Prince Fielder is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fielder is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Fielder strikes out. 1 out. Casey McGehee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGehee is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McGehee hits a line drive towards third. Helms reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Corey Hart is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hart is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hart takes first base on ball 4. Jim Edmonds batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Edmonds is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Edmonds takes first base on ball 4. Hart moves to second. Alcides Escobar is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Escobar is 0 for 3 in the game. Escobar hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Hart scores. Edmonds moves to second. It's 6-4, Marlins. Craig Counsell pinch hits for Trevor Hoffman. Craig Counsell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Counsell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Marlins 6, and the Brewers 4. The Marlins will come to bat. Cameron Lowe now pitching. Cameron Maben is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Maben is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Maben strikes out. 1 out. Wes Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Helms hits a ball on the ground towards short. Escobar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Chris Coughlin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Coughlin is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 doubles and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Coughlin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Marlins 6, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Leo Nunez now pitching. Ricky Weeks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Weeks is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Weeks strikes out. 1 out. George Cotteras is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cotteras is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Cotteras hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ugla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ryan Braun is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Braun is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Braun hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Prince Fielder is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Fielder is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Fielder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cantu scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fielder for the out. The game is over. The final score, Florida Marlins, 6, and Milwaukee Brewers, 4. Goodbye from Sun Life Stadium in Miami.